You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tigers and Royals with a rubber match at Kauffman Stadium between these two American League Central rivals. We pick up the action with the Royals up two in the third, but J.D. Martinez at the dish with the bases loaded.
The 0-1 pitch, and that is shot down the right field line into the corner. It goes. It will score at least two. In comes Romine right behind Cabrera. To third is Victor Martinez, and into second base is J.D. Martinez with a game-tying double. And he swings at the first pitch and lines it to left center field. This will score two more, and it's 5-3 Tigers. Upton into second base with a double. And now Brad Ausmus is coming out with the trainer to talk with Justin Upton as he went into third base, and he was hobbling a little bit. They right now have two on the disabled list, Ian Kinsler and James McCann. And Upton's coming out of the game, and I don't think the Royals mind that one bit. Entire surgery, much like the Tommy John surgery you hear about. This is where, kind of cool, they take an adhesive. Fly ball hit well to left field, and deep back goes Alex Gordon to the wall, and it is gone. A home run. So Avila goes to the opposite field and belts his seventh home run of the year, and Detroit has a 6-3 lead over Kansas City. Escobar is grounded out, flied out. The pitch. Back up the middle. Base hit. Escobar does come through with a two-out clutch hit as Cuthbert checks in, and the Royals are within two at 6-4.
The 0-2. In the dirt. Gets away from the catcher. Runner going to try to score, and he will. A wild pitch. And a gift to the Royals. They are within one. High, towering Papa. And Iglesias, the shortstop under the ball. He's got it, and the game is over. So the Tigers do win the series 2-1.
So the Tigers hang on, 6-5 your final. Detroit wins the rubber match in KC, but it was still a memorable night for Royals first baseman Eric Hosmer, who recorded hit number 1,000 of his career with a clean single to left in the third. Ned Yost's squad couldn't complete the comeback on Wednesday night against the Tigers. Here's what the skipper had to say about the loss.
Well, he just hit a wall. It really started laboring. He got he had two pretty quick outs. He ended up getting a ground out, a walk, and then a strikeout. And you think, okay, he's going to cruise to the third, then a walk, and then a double. And he just really started to labor there trying to get that third out in the third inning.
Do we attribute any of that to the injury? Or
No. Shouldn't be. It's his third start back, and fighting his command there. First inning, he was fine. Second inning, gives up, a leadoff home run to Martinez on a pitch. He tried to go up and in, and it ended up getting it down and in. It was in, but he golfed it out. Got through the rest of that inning okay. And then the third, like I said, two outs with a runner on first, and just really started laboring. Yeah, the bullpen did a great job. CY and Strom with five scoreless innings there. CY coming in, putting up three scoreless, and Stromer finishing it off. That's exactly what you need him to do. You need him to hold the fort and hope the offense claws back in it, and the offense was clawing. We just came up one run short. We were going to pinch hit Moose for Butera in the eighth inning. Cuthbert's been swinging the bat well. He's got four hits in his last two games, and seeing it well, we were gonna go ahead and pinch hit Moose for Drew.
Ian Kennedy fell to 0-5 on the season and only lasted three innings in Wednesday's loss against the Tigers. Here's Kennedy talking after the game.
I wish I could blame it on my leg. My leg feels pretty good. It's just really frustrating. Just missing off, not by a whole lot, but just enough to walk a lot of guys and maybe pay for it. And I put myself in the situations and beat myself. It's frustrating.
Was it something that began in the third, or did you notice any of it in the first two innings?
The first two innings felt good. Just missing off, like I said, just barely missing. And I don't know. I can't really. Is that what I didn't feel? I felt really good the first two innings. And it's not like physically I felt good. It's just like missing off a little bit. And I just try to correct that between starts.
Up next, the Tigers and Royals both return to action Friday. Detroit will host the White Sox, while the Royals welcome the Indians to KC.